And we're joined in this segment of From the Stand by Dan Mica, who is on the board of directors for EIA. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, glad to be here.
You have been involved with EIA for a number of years.
About 45.
Yeah. And coming to the show here, and you were a chapter president at one time.
Yes.
And somewhere along the line, about 20 years ago, this little thing called Kid Venture started. And you were one of the driving forces behind it. I cannot believe it's been 20 years already of Kid Venture.
Yeah, and I told Tom I'd do it for a year.
Well, but your contract is renewed every year. Dan, tell us, for those who have not seen Kid Venture, and I know there are some folks who are first-timers here, tell us a little bit about what exactly is Kid Venture and how it got started.
Well, the concept behind Kid Venture is to offer experiences to children that they might not have in their local area, unless they have a relative that's building an airplane or something like this. We want to offer them things that a pilot would learn and a mechanic would learn. The idea is that we want to excite the next generation to not necessarily have to be a pilot, because there's many careers in aviation that are very fulfilling in many areas. And I tell people, if you don't have A&P mechanics, you're not going to have anybody fixing your airplane to go fly. So we try to cover everything. We even try to cover historical things, because, you know, there's aviation historians and artists. I mean, maybe there's the next Jim Dietz out there. And so Tom asked me to start this in 1997, and we did some beta testing for 2 years, and we saw that there was really an interest to it. So then in 1999, he said, I want you to do something for families and for kids. And if you remember the old timers, the gathering tent was behind the Eagle hangar, and the gathering used to be on Tuesday. So Tom said, okay, on Wednesday morning, I want you to have Kid Venture up and running, and you can have the tent. And so as a chapter president, of course, I recruited a bunch of my chapter members. And we had to take the tables down after the gathering and then set the booths up. We did an all-nighter. And at 9 o'clock in the morning, we were ready to roll. And we were expecting 500 kids to show up, and 2,000 did.
And it's been growing ever since.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'll have 20,000 kids and parents through there this week. And we eventually moved out of that tent over to Pioneer, which is where we currently are. We have three hangars out there. We've got 20,000 square feet. We're in the Pioneer 1, the Whitman, and the Vetti hangar. And we've got about 5 acres of land for control line flying and radio control flying for the kids. And do you want me to take you through the booths that are in there?
Sure, okay. Sure.
We have, in the main hangar, we have two loops for the kids to go through. One loop is, we call it the Future A&P booths. And we have 10 booths there, and we'll go around there in my mind here. And we've got the prop shaping booth. We've got the riveting booth, where we teach kids to rivet. Vans Aircraft, by the way, has been fabulous with that. They give us all the parts we need. We actually built an RV-12 in there. We're not going to fly it, but we built it. And then we go to the engine booth, where kids can actually work on an aircraft engine. Because nowadays, kids, if something breaks, they throw it away, buy a new one. And they've lost the opportunity to know which end of the wrench to hold. So we have them torque things. We have them take the jugs off engines, and they go through this. And then there we have the next booth, which is a basic electrical booth. Again, schools don't teach electric shop anymore. So we teach them about complete circuits and how they work on an airplane. And then we have a rib building booth, where they can make a regular wooden wing rib. Say that quick 5 times. And then we go over to the hydraulics booth. Parker Cleveland is in there, and they show the kids how, when you press a pedal, what actually happens, how the hydraulics work, and they work on the brakes and things like that. And then we have a composites booth, where we're teaching kids wet layups, But we're doing it without chemicals. We're very clean. We actually vacuum form it and things like that, so there's no danger to chemicals. And then we have a advanced electronics booth, and where they use probes and computers to test circuits. And then we have a rib stitching booth where they can actually stitch ribs, I mean fabric on a wing. And then we have a booth from UTC Aerospace where they can make a RAT generator, a wind power generator that changes mechanical wind energy into electrical energy. And once they go through those booths, they have a little punch card that they fill out. They actually get their own tool set, which is very cool.
Yes.
We have 2,000 tool sets that we are going to go through during the week. That means the kids have the complete
each station,
those booths.
Right.
So, yes. I mean, think of the time. It takes about 6 hours to complete all that. Now, that's one side of the hangar. The other side of the hangar is our future pilot site, and we've got 6 booths where they go through and learn pilot stuff. How to read maps, how to talk to control towers, aerodynamics, weight and balance. And we have the AutoGas 150 in there, which we use for letting the kids actually pre-flight an airplane. And we've put things in there, bird's nest and stuff like that. So the best story about that is one time a child was going through with our instructor, and he turns to his father and said, "Dad, we never checked this on our airplane." and the father's stammering, "Well, it's a different type of airplane." but out of the mouths of babes.
Yeah, that's right. We're talking with Dan Micah, who serves on the EIA Board of Directors, but probably for AirVenture attendees is best known as the guy behind KidVenture. And I know there are a ton of volunteers that help out. And if you've not been, if you saw KidVenture maybe 10 years ago, it is completely different. It is such a high-quality experience. And you come out of an aviation and education background, so you've really stepped up the programming content. But it is amazing to watch the kids and just to feel the energy in the room and to know that they're learning things that, as you say, they're not learning in school anymore.
Oh, no. And I have 450 volunteers, and that last year they put in 14,000 volunteer hours. And in no way do I do anything except stand around. And get out of their way, because it's a well-oiled machine that we've got working over there. And I modeled it just after how Paul modeled the convention with co-chairman and deputy supervisors and things like this. And learn to give people responsibility in an area and tell them what the mission is, but not how to do it. And they usually come up with a better way to do it than I would have, because they got ownership in it then.
Exactly.
Yeah. But this year we've got a new thing, a Space Flight Center. It's in the Whitman Hangar. We're going to build 1,000 rockets. And we've got 2 capsules, a full-size Mercury and a full-size Gemini capsule. The kids can actually get in, flip all the switches, video, things like that. And then what's really new this year and super cool is Wapaka Foundry is having the kids sand cast a medallion, because sand casting is used for like rocket nozzles and stuff like that. So they sand cast a medallion out of tin. They actually pack it and pour it, and we give them a lanyard, and they walk around, and it looks like an Olympic medal. How cool. I am just really excited about this.
What other activities are taking place in and around KidVenture? I know you mentioned all the booths, the RC control line.
Yep. Control line is a really nice activity where the kids can go out there with an instructor and fly a control line airplane. Again, this is something that's maybe not done as much as it was in the past, because you can't go to your local park anymore because they throw you out of there because they're making so much noise. But we have not only the kids being able to fly the control line, but also we have the pros who will put on a demonstration at lunchtime of stunt flying and combat flying and things like that. And then right next to them, we have the RC airplanes. They're all little foam electric airplanes, and they fly around. And every once in a while, the tower calls, J3 Cub, what are you doing? And it's really one of ours.
That's amazing. But, as you say, it's not the RC and control line hobby is not as prevalent as it once was.
No.
And this is a great place for kids to see that it can be done. And it is, you know, a gateway to the rest of aviation.
And inexpensive. You know, I mean, control line flying is not expensive at all. I used to fly RC, but I used to say I used to crash RC. So I gave up that and did real airplanes, was cheaper. And
All right. KidVenture, if someone is on site and they want to get there, what's the best way?
Well, if you know where the Nature Center is and you can walk, just walk through the Nature Center and go toward the Air Academy Lodge. It's behind the museum. And the pathway is there. It takes you right there. If you want to take the bus, pick it up at the bus tower. And the bus will drop you right in front of KidVenture. And then it'll swing up to the museum. And if you're at the museum, you can soon go from the museum to KidVenture and back to the bus tower. And it's a nice area. It's not congested. And it's not a drop-off zone. I got to stress that.
Yes.
It's a family experience. And we've had really great success. One year, the kid was learning how to rivet. And the husband and wife were there. And the wife turned to the husband and said, you know, this would be a great family project, you know, to build an airplane. He goes, okay. And they ran down to Van's booth and bought
an
RV
deposit. Dan, thank you for joining us this morning. Dan Micah with KidVenture. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to be here. And that's going to wrap our show for today. I'm Steve Buss, and you are listening to EIA Radio.